The annual UN climate talks known as COP continue this week. They are important for cities around the world as countries commit to tackling global warming that has led to increasing floods, droughts, heat waves, wildfires, and storms. From WHYY's climate desk, senior reporter Susan Phillips talks to us this morning about how this impacts our region. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Susan, who from the Philadelphia area attends the conference?
So members of non-governmental organizations, nonprofits, and academic researchers often attend the COP to advocate for cutting carbon emissions and also sharing their research on climate solutions, as well as learning what others are doing. For example, the University of Pennsylvania and Drexel University typically send delegations to the COP.
And there is part of the summit this year dedicated specifically to local leaders. It's for the first time, right?
Yeah. So given that cities account for 70% of all greenhouse gas emissions, and they're also home to more than half of the world's people, so mayors and local leaders are the ones implementing these climate policies.
So the action really takes place at the ground level. For example, Philadelphia is committed to using 100% renewable energy by the year 2030 and net zero carbon emissions by 2050.
That's right. And the city also owns a fossil fuel utility, Philadelphia Gas Works, so it has to have some conversations about what to do with that. And in a city where a lot of people struggle to pay bills, the city's interim director of sustainability, Liz Lankenau, I spoke to her, and she says she wants to see a larger commitment to tackling climate equity issues, both with regard to cities in the global south, of course, but also within impoverished cities like Philadelphia.
More specifically to Philadelphia, thinking about, you know, climate justice, energy affordability, the equitable distribution of environmental risks.
Susan, how else is what happens in Dubai relevant to our region?
Yeah, so global climate commitments mean that nation states have to set targets, right, and implement policies to reach those goals back home. So as I mentioned before, this trickles down to the states, but more importantly, cities and towns where these policies have to get implemented. So the largest piece of funding and policymaking on tackling climate change and reaching national targets are the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law and the Inflation Reduction Act, both initiated by the Biden administration. And while neither has the word climate in its title, they provide billions of funds for infrastructure improvements, flooding and warming mitigation, electrification, incentives for more efficient consumer-level products like heat pumps and electric vehicles. So I spoke to Corey Colleen. She runs the Kleinman Center for Energy Policy at the University of Pennsylvania, and she has attended more than half a dozen climate talks.
I think the Inflation Reduction Act is a phenomenal example, right? We're putting a lot of money. So if you think about the Inflation Reduction Act kind of expansion of clean energy tax credits, right? So for things like wind or solar. So cities and states aren't administering the tax credits, but they benefit from the deployment of the clean technologies that are part of those tax credits.
A recent example for Philadelphia is the $12 million for new trees to cool inner city neighborhoods, which is funded by the Inflation Reduction Act.
Right. We already have examples of climate impacts in our region. It feels like we got to get to work fast.
Yes. So globally, 2023 was a record-setting year when it comes to high temperatures. And remember, we had deadly floods in Bucks County, dangerous smoke from Canadian wildfires, and a September heat wave that closed the first week of some schools in Philadelphia. So climate change hit the Philadelphia region pretty hard in 2023. And climate scientists have been warning for decades that our region will become hotter and wetter. Those predictions have already begun to play out, and we've seen more destructive rain events, flooding, and heat waves. So ahead of this COP, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the world is not decarbonizing fast enough to meet the overall goal of keeping warming under 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. And he said that if we don't step it up, we will be living in a, quote, hellish environment. So it's an important COP. And, you know, I think it's important to note that there are a lot of people working on technological fixes, but getting off fossil fuels is crucial.
Wow. From the Climate Desk, Susan Phillips, our senior reporter. Thanks for your time today.
You're welcome.